Track 4.30.
So, now it's Mike's turn this week to give us a talk, and his topic is...
It's, should we be doing more to explore space?
Okay then, it's over to you, Mike.
Okay, thank you. Well, as I said, my topic is, should we be doing more to explore space? And basically, my argument is that, yes, we should. What are my reasons for thinking this way? Well, I don't think anyone here can be in any doubt that there are problems here on Earth. And to my mind, one of the biggest is population. Now, I've heard arguments both ways about whether or not our planet can sustain our current population of over 7 billion people. And by the way, it's getting bigger and bigger all the time. But if we don't do something soon, now really, then the consequences could be very serious. I mean, incredible overcrowding. So, if we explore space more and find ways to let people go and live on other planets, like Mars, then we can help ease the pressure on Earth. And that's important, don't you think?
Excuse me, can I say something?
Sure, Steve.
Well, the way I see it, it will take far too long to find ways to let people live on Mars. And even if we did, then a billion people aren't going to be living there, right?
Well, you've got a point, Steve. But I think there are other good reasons for exploring space.
OK, Mike, go on.
Well, if we explore space more, then we might find other civilizations that could help us develop more technology to solve some of our problems here. For example, find ways to grow more and better food very quickly and safely.
Sorry, I have to interrupt here. I mean, sorry, Mike, but that's just never going to happen, is it?
Well, I'm not so sure.
Hazel's right, Mike. We might never find another civilization out there. In fact, there might not even be any. And the consequences of spending so much money in space exploration with no definite result. I mean, it's crazy. All that money on sending spaceships out there when we could be using the money to find real solutions here on Earth.
Mike?
Well, the thing is, we've been trying for a long time to do what Angie said, find solutions to the problems on Earth, and it hasn't worked yet, has it? I think it's vitally important for the human race to start looking outside our little world here. The answers are more likely to be out there.
Well, Mike, I just have to disagree with you there. If anything, I'd say that we need to solve our problems right here where we are. Don't you agree?
I think Tom's right. Perhaps you need to rethink some of those arguments, Mike. What do you think?
Yes, you could be right. Maybe I'm too influenced by science fiction stuff. I don't know.
No, don't worry, Mike. Your points are valid too. Thanks for your presentation. Seems like people don't really agree with you, but it's always good to have someone put their ideas out there. It makes us think. Right, everyone?
Nice one, Mike.
Yeah,
thanks, guys.
Well done, Mike.
Well done.